podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs, and today I'm going to explain to you why Netflix is a risky investment. First, I want to remind you how to access New Constructs. We're on Facebook. We're on the World Wide Web, www.newconstructs.com, and email us, support@newconstructs.com. We want to know what you think. Email me directly at david.trainer@newconstructs.com. Tweet us at New Constructs anytime with questions. Look, we want to be really transparent here. So, Netflix being overvalued. Everyone says, yawns. Ah, yeah, no, whatever. What's the big deal? I think the big deal here is that the dialogue about risk in stocks has gotten way off base over the last decade or so. People tend to think that, well, if a stock is going up, it's becoming less risky. And that fundamentally is not true, right? And Netflix is like a junk bond in terms of risk. I mean, super junk bond in terms of risk, right? And think about it like this. When the price of a junk bond goes up, two bad things happen. First of all, the risk goes up because people have already bid the price up to a point where the underlying collateral, the underlying cash flow stream might not be able to beat or meet the price implied cash flows. And then your yield is lower. The yield from the interest payments is lower. So let's just say credit risk stays the same. Price goes up. Two bad things happen. There's more risk of capital loss, and two, there's less compensation to you for that risk because the price went up. All right? Now, the similar thing happens with stocks, except you don't have compensation, unless you're getting a dividend, compensation for that additional risk. When the price of Netflix goes up, even greater expectations for future cash flows are implied. All right? We should talk about exactly how great expectations are. When we're talking about a $570 stock price, we're looking at expectations for future cash flows that are borderline ridiculous, absurd. I'm not really sure what the word should be, but it's more like 20% compounded annual growth in profits for well over 20 years. 20% compounded annual growth in profits for well over 20 years. Never in the history of the world has a company done that I know of, right? Our database, unfortunately, doesn't go back 20 years, but 20% compounded annual, that's a huge number. We've done other reports on the blog and on the website talking about how overvalued Netflix is. I've showed you how our discounted cash flow model works to quantify exactly the future cash flows embedded in the stock price. I've done a webinar on that. And so, anyway, it's clear as day, like when looking at the numbers. And when I was on CNBC last week, the counterpart on the show was saying, profits don't matter. And you're right, profits don't matter in the near term. They might not matter in the medium term, but at some point they will matter. Which means if you're putting client money in a stock like Netflix, you're taking major risk. You're probably taking more risk than the client wants. And it's your responsibility to communicate that risk intelligently. Right? I mean, the SEC is not going to have any compunction for you saying, well, I didn't really understand the risk. I didn't really know how to explain it. That's not a good answer. It's our job, you know, as people who do research and anyone who makes an investment recommendation, you've got responsibility there to understand the risk and communicate it to your clients. All right? Now, I'm not an advisor, right? But I do have money management clients in the form of another entity, a hedge fund. And listen, if they thought I didn't understand the expectations baked into stock prices and I got blown up or a portfolio got blown up, then I'd probably get blown up, right? And so the idea is that there's really not an excuse not to really understand risk. Because if then, because you know, what is it? What do you say to the client? Well, you know, I don't really understand how to do the risk thing there. They're like, well, what are we paying you for, right? So, look, when I went on CNBC, I said people should sell Netflix. I said the stock was overvalued. I said the stock is probably fairly valued, closer to $250. Even that implies 20% compound annual profit growth for more than 10 years. Here's another big kicker. All that subscriber growth that everybody loves, all that subscriber growth that everybody loves, knock on wood, margins are almost negative 20% in international markets. They're not making any money with that subscriber growth. Top line's growing, but guess what's growing faster? Content costs. Content costs continue to grow faster, and I think we've seen that trend. You'll see it in our report. We've seen that trend for, I don't know, several quarters, 2 or 3 years now. Content costs growing faster than revenues. Margins going down quickly, mainly because most of their growth is coming from an unprofitable area. Also because they're getting out of the DVD mail service, which is one of their highest profit businesses. Also because content costs in general are high and expensive, and they're having to advertise like crazy in international markets. All right? So my point is, the expectations embedded in Netflix price for future cash flows, the expectations for future cash flows embedded in a $570 price and a $400 price and a $300 price are extremely high. And when you look at the fundamentals of the business model, it's falling apart. It's eroding. It doesn't work. What are the barriers to entry for Netflix? Somebody email me what they believe the barriers to entry to be for Netflix. What can they do that no one else can do? What can they do that no one else cannot easily replicate or isn't already being replicated by Amazon or Hulu or any other place you can get content over the web? Content over the web. How's that a business model? Sure, they got a lot of subscribers. Can they ever charge much for them? I think we did a study at $450. The number of subscribers required to justify the stock price, if they keep prices the same, is over 2 billion. At $570, I don't know how many billion it is. It doesn't matter. The point is, there's risk here. There's a lot of risk here. There's enormous risk in this stock. And understand that if you're going to be in it. I'm not saying you can't play the stock. Play it. But if you are playing it, at least recognize the risk.